Welcome back to Trivial Warfare. We're the podcast that takes the pub quiz out of the pub and brings it into your home. My name's Jonathan Oakes, and I'm here with my friend Chris Hollister.
Jonathan, how are you today, sir?
Man, I'm doing really good.
Absolutely. This is a really nice sunny day in the state of Florida so far today.
It's a beautiful day. So right now I have some relatives who are experiencing snow on the first day of spring.
Oh, man. Where are they at?
I don't know. They're kind of up north. They're north.
They're up there.
Yeah. You know, anything above the Florida-Georgia line is, you know, north.
Wow.
So, but here it's 80.
Jonathan Oakes, family man.
Unfortunately, Mark couldn't make it today, so it's back to the normal format with the 10 questions for each of us and the final question where we can wager any or all of our points. We believe Mark will be joining us again the next time we get a chance to record. So let's go ahead and get started. Just really quick, anything interesting happening with you this week?
Not too much, but you said there was something going on that you wanted to mention.
Yes, I am scheduled to head over to Las Vegas in a couple weeks.
Vegas, baby, Vegas.
Yeah, I'm going to the New Media Expo. It's a trade show for podcasts and bloggers and YouTubers and all the different people that use the new types of media.
Okay.
And it has a lot of speakers and opportunities to meet people who have done this for a living and who do a really good job with it and kind of learn from them.
Sounds fascinating, man.
All right. Now, do you have, I think you have some warm-up questions for us today?
I do. We're going to go ahead and go with the Split Decision Mental Floss book that we did last couple weeks.
That was fun.
Just some silly, fun little questions. And so this week's starter question for you, Jonathan, is what I'm about to read to you, is it an actual newspaper story or the Onion headline? And if you look at theonion.com, it's a great website for funny and completely unfactual news stories. It's all completely in humor and tongue-in-cheek, and if you ever need a good laugh, theonion.com is a great source for it.
All right, I'm gonna score a perfect score.
You think so?
No.
All right. Your first one, and I know you'll love this one, was Ted Williams' frozen head abused?
Oh, that sounds gross. In what way could it have been abused?
I'm afraid to find out.
That's a real news story.
Correct. It actually came from CNN.com.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You can't get any more real than that.
Well,
fair point.
According to my political views, they're kind of fictional sometimes.
But I'm bummed. Hey, rimshot, please. All right. Second one. Thousands of abused foreclosed homes threatened by Florida hurricane.
I'm sorry. I zoned out while you were reading that and completely ignored it. Can you read it again?
This is a normal thing between Jonathan and I, where I'll just get one on, and he will just check out. Thoughts check in, but they don't check out.
Oh, what was the headline again?
Okay, once again, thousands of abandoned foreclosed homes threatened by Florida hurricane.
That's a real news story.
The Onion headline.
Really?
Really, really.
That sounds like a legitimate story. I missed my 100%.
I want to read that story, as a matter of fact. All right.
I mean, why couldn't they be threatened by a hurricane?
I don't know. County to pay $250,000 to advertise lack of funds.
I don't understand.
In other words, the county is paying $250,000 to advertise the fact that they don't have any money.
Oh, my God. No, that's got... Well, okay, so game theory tells me that they would have written these with the most crazy real headlines and the most normal Onion headlines. So I'm going to say this is a real news story.
Correct.
Yeah.
From the Register Guard in Eugene, Oregon.
Wow.
Yes.
Hey, Eugene, you're doing it wrong. Just saying.
Hashtag just saying.
My middle name's Eugene.
There you go. That says so a lot right there.
I guess I'm doing it wrong.
All right, one more. Federal agents raid gun shop, find weapons.
That's the Onion. That is so the Onion.
Actual news story from Tulsa World.
They find weapons.
I love that one. That's great. Wait, you mean we actually found guns at a gun shop? Oh, boy. All right, so I say let's get on to the game. Do you want to go over any rules before we start?
I think we basically already did. I don't think we need to again.
I got the scorecards here. Ready to rock and roll?
Let's do it.
I wrote your name first, as a matter of fact. So,
would you like to ask the first question, or would you like me to?
I would be happy to, sir.
Oh, before we grow, one
or
other
go.
Thing. Before we go, one other thing.
Yes.
My set of questions this week is completely inspired by my bookshelf.
No kidding.
I sat at my computer and looked around at the bookshelves in front and behind me and picked out different books or names or words that I thought would be interesting, and I churned out these questions with a quickness.
Very nice. And you had a good time, it sounds like.
It was really nice. I enjoyed it.
Outstanding. Okay, my questions actually come from a brand new book that I used called 1001 Trivia Questions. And there actually is 1001 questions on there. I counted.
Wow.
But it's by William C. Mackey. And the publisher for 1001 Trivia Questions is Fall River Publishing.
All right, let's rock and roll.
Jonathan, okay, your very first category is history and geography.
Okay, I love history and geography.
All right. What was Iran known as until 1935?
Well, Iran is past tense, so...
Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, hey.
And Iran so far away, eh?
And Iran so far away. I think unless there was something in the middle, which it's possible, I'm going to go with Persia.
And Persia is correct.
Yes.
Nice job jumping on the board like that.
All right, my friend, your first category is about politics.
Ah, okay.
What international law agreed to in the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations protects foreign diplomats from being susceptible to lawsuits or prosecution under the host country's laws?
I believe, and the first time I ever heard this term was in the movie Lethal Weapon 2, diplomatic immunity.
Diplomatic immunity is correct.
Yes.
Well done.
Yes. I remember the South African official looking up at Riggs and Murtaugh after he just shot Riggs and said, diplomatic immunity. And Murtaugh just said this and shot him dead. Outstanding.
Your immunity is no good here.
Exactly right.
All right. 10 to 10.
All right. Going into round two.
Round two.
Shakespeare is your category.
Oh, boy.
What Shakespeare play asks you the question, to be or not to be?
That is the question.
Ba-da-bum.
I'm really not good with Shakespeare. It's one of those categories where if I ever got on Jeopardy, I would study the hell out of Shakespeare.
That sounds kind of painful if you ask me.
I think it's Hamlet. I'm going to go with Hamlet.
Correct.
Thank God.
Good guess.
That'd be embarrassing if I got that one wrong because it's the most popular quote.
And also, it was a Mel Brooks movie.
Was it?
It was.
What was it about?
It was about 2 hours in length.
I was hoping you were going for that joke because yes. I was about to make it if you didn't.
No, I believe it was about doing Hamlet in Nazi Germany.
Oh, he did like a sequel to The Producers?
No, it wasn't a sequel to The Producers because, to my knowledge, I don't think he ever did a sequel to any kind of movie.
You know what would be great?
What's that?
A Spaceballs sequel.
Oh, well, they talked about that, as a matter of fact, a couple years ago because, you know, very famously in Spaceballs, they talked about it was Spaceballs 2, the search for more money. Well, probably a good 15 years ago, they were talking about doing a sequel to the Spaceballs, and the title that was thrown about was Spaceballs 3, the search for Spaceballs 2, which is just great.
That's fantastic.
I know, man. I would so pay money for that sequel.
You know I don't go and see many movies in the theater. I would be there.
Absolutely.
I would be there. All right, your second round question.
Okay.
It's an American history question.
Okay.
What 1620 document was hailed by John Quincy Adams as the first modern example of a system of government instituted by voluntary agreement by men of equal rights?
Okay, you're going one way with it and then kind of turn left. Can you repeat the question for me, please?
I can.
All right.
What 1620 document was hailed by John Quincy Adams as the first modern example of a system of government instituted by voluntary agreement of men of equal rights?
Okay, because when you started asking that question, the reason why I re-asked you is because I was thinking it was the Magna Carta, but I believe the Magna Carta was 1399.
1315, if I'm not crazy. Might be 1215.
Okay.
It's something 15.
Okay. All right. Well, no matter what, it's not the Magna Carta. I can't think of the answer. I'm drawing a blank. I know I'm going to probably kick myself a little bit, but I'm drawing a blank.
I'm almost certain you've heard of this. It's possible that you haven't.
I'm probably pretty sure I've heard it too, but just drawing a blank, which sometimes happens to the best of us.
It's called the Mayflower Compact.
Dang it. Yep.
Okay. It's literally the document that was signed by all of the male folks, all the men on the Mayflower, saying this is how we're going to run our colony.
Yeah.
It was about the group that was colonizing Virginia.
Okay. Man. So going into round three, Jonathan, you're up on me 20 to 10.
As usual.
Whatever.
Okay.
Last couple of rounds. You can't say that, mister.
You're right. You were really good in the last two shows.
Thank you. Your round three question actually reminded me of your dad.
Oh, okay.
And so it's boating. It's a boating question.
Why would that remind you of my dad?
Well, I know that your dad was a big lighthouse fan.
Yes.
He liked lighthouses quite a bit.
He was the president of the Florida Lighthouse Association for a couple of years.
And then also, when I used your restroom, there was a little plaque that was up that had various boat knots on it.
We were Boy Scouts.
Okay. All right.
I cannot actually recall any single time that my father ever stepped foot on a boat.
Okay, but he liked the things that lit up to let the boats
nautical.
Come in safely.
Yes, he liked nautical things.
Okay, well, he was in my thoughts as I was writing this question. Okay. So, Jonathan, what is a spinnaker on a boat? And the word is spelled
S-P-I-N-N-A-K-E-R.
Then, yes, you're absolutely right. So, what is a spinnaker on a boat?
A spinnaker.
A spinnaker, okay.
Yes. And you know what's frustrating?
You know how to say it, but you can't remember what it is?
The UNF newspaper is called the Spinnaker.
Oh,
unless
okay.
I'm crazy. I don't think I'm crazy. I'm pretty sure the UNF newspaper is called the Spinnaker.
Are you talking about that same UNF that just made the NCAA tournament?
Yeah. You know what? Congratulations to the University of North Florida.
Swoop City, baby.
I got my BS from UNF.
Yes, you have plenty of BS.
I know. I BS'd my way through UNF. Mm. If you want to put it that way. Congratulations to the Ospreys, though.
Swoop City.
Okay, back to the question, the spinnaker. What is a spinnaker? I'm just going to have to take a guess.
I can't help you there. You're going to have to be the one that makes the guess.
I'm thinking maybe it's a fancy term for the ship's wheel, since that spins. I'm going to say that it's a fancy word for the ship's wheel.
Okay. It's actually a very fancy word for the ship's sail.
Is it?
Yes.
Doggone it.
No, sail. Doggone.
All right. Your next category is Star Wars.
As I'm wearing my Imperial Defense System shirt right now.
Is that what that's from?
Yeah, with the little Death Star on the side of it right here.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love this shirt.
In the Star Wars universe, expanded by hundreds of novels since the end of Return of the Jedi, what are the names of the three children of Han Solo and Leia Organa?
Okay. First off, we have to say, since Disney bought the Star Wars universe, these books are now considered to be Star Wars lore and not actually part of the Star Wars vernacular now.
They are non-canon documents.
That's exactly correct.
And you know what, Disney? Boo on you. A lot of us have read these books and feel like this is the timeline, and I'm really not thrilled with the fact that they didn't adopt it.
I'm completely content with it because it got stupid after a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so to go back to
you have a very small mind.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with that. It just needs the Reebok pump.
Right there in the middle of your face.
Exactly right, yes. Eyes. It's like the Grinch, instead of my heart growing up three sizes, my brain grows three sizes.
There you go.
Okay, so to go back to your question,
The kids' names,
they had twins, and that was Jason, Jaina, and then the youngest child was Anakin, named after, obviously, Anakin Skywalker, hence Darth Vader.
The three children's names are Jason, Jaina, and Anakin.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Well job.
Well job, exactly.
Well job, Chris.
Okay.
All right.
So after three rounds, we're all tied up at 20-20. So Jonathan, your next category is history. Jonathan, I want you to tell me, who was Crispus Attucks?
Crispus Attucks.
Attucks.
I'm pretty sure it's pronounced Attucks.
Interesting, because I actually looked it up.
Oh, well,
the way that the pronunciation
was probably
Attucks.
Wrong. I've heard the name, obviously. It's related to slavery.
Now, I will give you an option on this, because a couple episodes ago, you gave me a three-part question that lowered in points.
Yes.
Now, I can give you some help on this if you wish, but it'll make it from a 10-point question to a 5-point question.
All right, let me think about it.
Okay.
And what do I get a guess at the 10-point and then a guess at the 5 like you did?
Yes.
Okay. I honestly don't even have a bad guess.
Okay. So your 5-point question now is it's history and the U.S. Revolution.
Was he the first person killed? The first person killed on the revolutionary side of the Revolutionary War?
I need a little more.
Was he the first person killed at the Boston Massacre?
Correct.
Oh.
He was actually a freed African American.
He was black.
Yes, he was.
Oh gosh, I knew a lot about him then.
But he was the first person killed. And the Boston Massacre. Nice job for 5 points.
Oh, wow. You know what's funny is just saying Revolutionary War kind of honed me in there. Okay, round 4 for you is, the category is business quotes.
Okay.
What former CEO of GE said, "Control your own destiny or somebody else will"? in his book, Straight from the Gut.
Man, I know this name.
Well, don't look at my bookcase because the book's sitting there.
Okay. I'm looking. I'm looking down.
Right, I got now. You. You're cool.
It's Jack something, and I can't remember his last name.
Jack Spratt could eat no fat.
Jack Klugman keeps coming in, but it's not an odd couple question. I can't think of it. Uncle.
Oh.
Jack.
You're getting close. Jack Welch.
Oh,
you had the Jack
Welch
part.
Welch is jelly.
Yes, the Jack Welch is jelly. I'm sure he got that a lot as a kid.
Well, I doubt it because he is kind of old, but...
Back corner of the bookcase right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I see Jack.
The big word Jack. Yeah. Oh, my
okay.
friend.
So after four rounds, Jonathan, you retook the lead 25-20.
25-20.
Okay. Anatomy is your fifth round question, sir.
Okay.
What is the hardest bone in the human body? No bad jokes allowed.
Oh, but I have so many bad jokes.
I know.
The hardest bone. Is there a special definition of hard? Because there's some parts of the bones that are thinner, but might be hard, but they're just thinner. Whereas like a femur is nice and thick, and so it's harder to break, but it might not be as hard as some other bones.
The way I was with the research that I did, the hardest to break.
Hardest to break.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that help you out at all?
It does.
Okay.
Because it narrows down my answers to either the femur or the forehead. I'm going to go with the femur, and I'm going to feel bad if it's the forehead.
No, it is neither. The answer is the jawbone.
Really?
Really.
What if you have a glass jaw?
Well, I think the term glass jaw just means you get hit and you get knocked down, not necessarily the jaw breaks.
I would have never guessed that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I missed that.
Okay, but you still have the lead.
Not after this next question, I don't think.
No? All right, let's find out.
The next category for you, fifth round question, is video games.
Oh, great. Okay, you realize I don't play video games, right?
Well, that's not my fault.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
What famous author has his name attached to many video games, including Ghost Recon and Splinter Cell?
Okay. The answer is Tom Clancy.
The answer is Tom Clancy.
Yes.
Well done. As you see from my row of books down there, Tom Clancy is one of my favorite authors.
Yes, he is.
What's funny about Clancy, though, if you've ever read any of his books, it takes about 100 to 150 pages of introduction, which is sometimes just terribly boring, before finally you hit the plot, and all of a sudden it picks up like a roller coaster and sucks you in for the rest of the time. But there have been times, I remember trying to read Executive Orders, where it took me two or three times to get through it before I finally hit the plot and got interested.
See, and I tried to read Hunt for Red October and just couldn't do it.
That's a good one.
I love the movie.
Yeah?
I love the movie. It's one of my favorite movies up there, but it's like you said, those first 100 pages were very excruciating.
What makes me laugh is that's one of the shortest ones. I could just imagine if you tried to read Dead of Honor or Some of All Fears.
Well, you've also read the Wheel of Time series too, dude. And Lord, Robert Jordan liked to write.
Those are really good books, though. Until you get down to like book 8, 9, and 10, those start to really drift.
Right. Okay, so Jonathan, after five rounds, you're right, I did take the lead back. It is 30-25.
30-25.
All right, but still, neck and neck going into the second half of the game. So
anybody's ball game.
Your sixth round question, Jonathan, is geography.
Okay.
What is the most populous country on the African continent?
Ooh, this is an exceedingly difficult question for me. I honestly don't know the answer. I'm going to go with South Africa, but okay. I'm probably wrong.
Yes, you are wrong. The answer is Nigeria.
All right, your sixth round question and a chance to take a 15-point lead.
Okay.
It's an astrology question.
Okay.
What astrological sign is known as the sign of passion, sex, and revenge? Very mean person, apparently.
I guess so.
That the ladies tend to like.
it's not Pisces, because that's me. I'm going to say Cancer.
Cancer is incorrect.
Okay.
It's Scorpio.
Scorpio. Yeah, that sounds familiar now that you mention that.
Really, the clue there is Scorpio's tail
and
stinging with revenge. Yep.
Okay. So it is 30-25 still.
30-25. Okay, it's a tight game.
So going into round seven.
Round seven.
You have a sports question.
Okay.
Okay. Actually, it's more like sports and leisure.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I always hated in Trivial Pursuit when the support said leisure category came up, and it was a leisure.
I think you'll be okay with this question, though. All right, Jonathan, what is the maximum ball weight allowed in bowling?
I got jokes.
They're not good jokes, but you got jokes.
Okay, so I don't know if there is a difference between going to the bowling alley bowling versus professional bowling or not. But I've bought a couple of bowling balls before, and I use the heaviest weight that I'm allowed to use, or that they'll sell me, and that is 16 pounds.
Okay, so is that your final answer? Or are you just telling everybody, yes, I have a 16-pound ball?
That is my final answer, 16 pounds.
Okay, correct.
Yes. All right, we broke the stalemate.
Yes.
Jonathan's in the lead. That's me. I am in the lead. Okay. I like calling myself in the third person.
I see that.
You know, what's funny is you also have a sports and leisure
okay
question in Category 7. More baseball.
Okay. Baseball.
What baseball writer, historian, and statistician is widely considered the father of sabermetrics?
Oh, wow. Moneyball is biting me in the butt right now.
He's prominently mentioned in Moneyball.
Yes, I know. So, repeat the question again, because I have a name in my head, but I don't think that's who you're looking for.
Okay. What baseball writer, historian, and statistician is widely considered as the father of sabermetrics?
It's not Brett Saberhagen.
It is not Brett Saberhagen.
No. The name that I had in my head was Billy Beane, but he was not a writer. I cannot remember the man's name, so I'm not even going to try. Uncle.
I will give you 5 points.
Okay.
If you can name him after this clue.
Okay. You got this from your edition of Moneyball that's on your...
No, actually, it's a couple books down from there.
Oh, okay.
He is the person who published a series of books and finally a comprehensive book called The Historical Baseball Abstract.
Yeah, that doesn't help me.
Doesn't help at all?
No, I'm sorry, it doesn't.
His name's Bill James.
Okay, the name sounds familiar, but I wouldn't have been able to pull him out
really?
Of my hat. Yeah. Okay, so after seven rounds, Jonathan, you have taken the lead. It is 35-30.
All right.
I've goose-egged the last couple of rounds, so I need to try to bounce back in this eighth round. Jonathan, your eighth round question is thus. Landmarks.
Okay.
What island does the Statue of Liberty stand on?
Okay. I don't want to be flippant with this. I know... I've been on the island. I've been there. I visited. I climbed. I stood at the top of the crown.
No kidding.
Yes. Those are very narrow stairs.
What age were you?
11.
Okay. I saw it from afar. I took the boat around.
I actually had to take a ferry to get there. So I know there's Ellis Island, which is where we processed immigrants. But I don't think it's actually on Ellis Island. I think it's on its own island called Liberty Island. And I'm going to feel dumb if it's on Ellis Island, but I don't feel like it is. So I'm going to go with Liberty Island.
Correct.
Yes.
I love that question because so many people actually think it's on Ellis Island, and you're 100% right. And you actually, all my notes that I took on that I was going to talk about afterwards, you took them with your answer. So well done.
That's
but
cool.
You're right. Liberty Island is, because I always thought until I visited it that it was on Ellis Island. And then I found out, no, there's actually two distinct different ones.
You know, the base of the statue.
All about that base.
No, seriously, her the pedestal she stands on?
Yeah.
It's half as tall as she is.
Yes.
I mean, the reason she's so tall is that pedestal. It is massive.
Yes, it's not the first time that we've put ladies on a pedestal before.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Thank you very much. Yes. Okay. So what's my eighth round question, Jonathan?
Your category for your eighth round question is the Civil War.
Okay, I like it. Bring it.
What was the name of General Robert E. Lee's most well-known horse during the Civil War?
Oh, wow. Great question. I could have had a conversation about this 5 minutes ago if we were having it.
And you would have known it.
Yep.
While you're thinking, I'll tell you, I went to General Robert E. Lee Senior High School here in Jacksonville and worked on the school newspaper. This was the name of our school newspaper.
No kidding.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes, I went to Orange Park High School.
Yeah, you don't have anything cool like that.
Not one bit, no.
You had the orange.
No, we were the Raiders, and our newspaper that I wrote on was called The Cutlass.
Mm.
The name Old Hickory keeps coming to my head, but I believe that's Andrew Jackson. I can't remember. I mean, so I'm going to say Hickory, but that's not the right answer. So
it is not the right
break
answer.
Break my heart.
Ugh.
Don't go breaking my heart.
His name was Traveler.
Man, I just have a disgusting taste in my mouth right now because
of me.
All right. So after eight rounds, Jonathan, you're starting to push your lead, and it's 45-30.
I am pulling away here.
All right. Your next category, your ninth round category, is states.
States.
What state, Jonathan, has town names of Christmas, holiday, panacea, and celebration? And panacea is spelled P-A-N-A-C-E-A. Panacea.
Yes.
So Christmas, holiday, panacea, and celebration.
I know that there's a celebration in Florida. I've never heard of any of the others, but I'm going to go with my first instinct, so I'm going to say Florida.
Florida.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
Oh, I would have been disgusted if it was another one. All right, your next category for your ninth round question.
Okay.
A question you're going to need because you're falling behind.
All right.
No pressure. Is the Bible.
Okay.
What was the top-selling version of the Bible in 2014 and has been the top-selling version for a number of years now?
Interesting. I think it's either going to be the King James Bible, the original King James, or it's going to be, I don't think it's an NIV anymore, or it could be the Message. I'm going to say the King James Bible.
The King James version of the Bible is the second best-selling over the last few years. The number one is the New International Version.
NIV, wow.
NIV.
Man, okay.
Yes. That was toughy. That was toughy, but you were all around it. You kind of named the best ones there.
Yeah.
Or the top-selling ones, rather. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going into round 10, but after nine rounds, Jonathan, you're taking a commanding lead. It's 55-30.
All right.
And the thing that stinks is this question actually has a bonus question to it.
Oh, I love it.
So you could get two extra points.
Gimme.
Your category is sports and presidents. The question is who installed a bowling alley in the White House?
Oh, I don't know how many. Well, I was automatically thinking electronic, a bowling alley that had a pin setter and ball return. But they had bowling alleys before that existed. And there would be people in the back who would set up the pins and roll the balls back.
That had to be the worst job ever,
oh my
by the way.
Gosh. It was probably terrible. I bet they called them ball boys.
Mm.
I'm going to go with Teddy Roosevelt for no other reason than I know he was a sportsman and liked athletic activities, and I don't know any better answer to give.
Okay. The answer is Richard Milhouse Nixon.
Really?
Really.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know Nixon was a bowler.
Yeah, it was in 69.
I would have liked to visit.
Okay. Your bonus question.
Okay, if I can get 2 points out of this.
You can salvage 2 points out of this.
What was Nixon's high score?
No, nothing like that. Who installed a putting green?
Oh my gosh, a putting green. Mm-hmm. Who would have liked golfing?
Golf shots. Nothing but golf shots.
Kennedy?
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Eisenhower.
Yes. As a matter of fact, he had it in there, and when President Clinton was in office, he actually moved the putting green and had it redesigned by a very famous golf course designer.
Oh, he wanted to add the windmills and the clowns?
I guess so. Well, I was going to say he could have been the clown putting.
No
political affiliation here.
Oh, man. So I missed both of those.
Yes.
So this would be helpful if you got this right.
It would.
Your last question before the final.
Okay.
Is a question about actors.
Okay. Brilliant.
What C-list actor's autobiography is titled If Chins Could Kill?
Nice. I don't think I would qualify him as a C-list actor.
He could be a D-list.
No, not at all.
Well, he's not a B-list.
He's a B-list.
No way.
Absolutely.
So what's your answer, by the way?
The answer is Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell is correct.
That's right.
The place where I came to enjoy him was The Adventures of Briscoe County Jr.
I love that show.
That was a fun show. It didn't make it very far, but it was really goofy and stupid.
I think it was like two seasons or something like that.
It was fun.
But yeah, it was a great show.
All right, good job there.
Okay, so going into our final round.
Final round. This is the last final round we're going to have.
So, Jonathan, you have 55 points to bet. I have 40 points to bet.
Okay.
But before you bet, let me go ahead and give you your final category.
Sounds good.
Your final category, Jonathan, is comic strips. I'm going to give you five comic strips, and you're going to tell me who was the creator of those comic strips.
Okay, your category is going to be Tom Clancy novels.
Okay.
I'm going to give you novels, and you're going to put them in order.
That's a novel idea.
Okay, so let's go ahead and make our wagers. All right, we've made our wagers. Thanks to the magic of editing, we're back without wasting any of your time.
Yeah. Okay, Jonathan, I'm going to give you five comic strips.
Comic strips, not comic books, right?
That's correct. Comic strips.
I wish it was comic books. I'd have a better chance.
I want you to name the creators, but I only want you to name four out of the five. Now, I'm going to give you all five. So if
okay.
So it'll allow you to get one wrong.
I get you.
You have to get four out of the five, okay?
All right. I can miss one.
Do you want me to give you one at a time or give you all of them?
Let's do one at a time.
Okay. The first one, Jonathan, is Doonesbury.
I don't know.
The next one is Dick Tracy.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Crap. This sucks.
If you think about it and you want to go back, you can go back. I'm not going to take the I don't know until I say final answer and you say final answer, okay? So you can still think about it.
All right. What's the third one?
Peanuts.
Charles Schultz.
Okay. Garfield.
Jim Davis.
The Far Side.
Gary Larson.
Okay.
I got to get one of the first two.
I'm going to go back to the first one. Actually, the first two are Doonesbury and Dick Tracy.
The thing is, I don't even think it's in there. You know how you know whether something's in there or not? I don't think they are. Actually, I think you named the only three that I would get.
High and Lois. Calvin and Hobbes.
No, I could get Calvin and Hobbes, I think.
What was Calvin and Hobbes, just for the heck of it? Don't look at your books. I saw you.
What is that guy's name?
Bill Waterston.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that. Okay. Now that you say it, it is familiar.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know Dick Tracy, okay. And I don't know Doonesbury.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Okay, Doonesbury is Gary Trudeau.
It was never going to come out as my answer, but now that you've said it, it's familiar.
Okay. Dick Tracy was Chester Gould.
Never.
Okay. Peanuts, of course, was Charles Schulz.
Yes.
Garfield, of course, Jim Davis.
Love Jim Davis.
And then finally, The Far Side is Gary Larson.
Golly.
I really thought that was a doable.
It was doable. There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
That was suck.
All right.
Let me give you your final question.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to this question one bit.
I'm going to give you four Tom Clancy novels.
Okay.
And I want you to put them in order by original release date from earliest to most recent.
Okay.
And there can be no looking at my bookcase.
Not a problem.
All right.
I'm going to keep looking down. Okay?
I got you. Your books are Clear and Present Danger.
Okay.
The Hunt for Red October.
Okay.
The Sum of All Fears.
Okay.
And Patriot Games.
Okay. I have an answer. But if I'm wrong, I know where I messed up. So,
okay.
All right. So my first one is Hunt for Red October. Second one is Clear and Present Danger. Third is Patriot Games. And finally, the last one, which was the most recent, was Sum of All Fears.
In 1984, The Hunt for Red October was first. In 1991, The Sum of All Fears was last.
Okay.
In 1987, Patriot Games. And in 1989... Clear and Present Danger.
Dang it.
Hunt for Red October, Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger, Sum of All Fears.
Yeah, I had Patriot Games as number two and then changed it because I was trying to remember which movie came out before the other.
I don't think the movies came out in the order of the books.
Well, I knew Sum of All Fears didn't because it made it...
It came way later.
Well, I knew the book had a much older Jack Ryan in it and they made it a much younger Jack Ryan in the movie. But those two, I couldn't remember. So.
Yeah.
Dadgummit. Oh, well.
So we both missed. We both came close. We both missed. So it comes down to the wager.
All right. Jonathan, I bet 16 points.
16 points. So what does that give you a total of?
24 whopping points.
I bet 26 points.
Okay.
That puts me with 29.
Yep, you had 55, so it's 29.
29-24 final.
Wow.
Jonathan comes in with the win, even though we both wagered and missed.
Yep.
I can't tell you how nice it is to win, even when we both didn't play very well.
Man.
It's better to win in that case than to lose.
Wow.
I wish I could take a picture of you doing that face.
Wow.
I should. I'm going to keep a camera handy and snap pictures of your expressions when I pick on you for losing.
Mm.
I'm going to have so many opportunities to do it.
I don't think so.
Oh, 26.
Yeah.
Or 24.
That's a tough bird right there.
I almost enjoyed that.
I almost bet zero.
I almost bet zero, too.
Yeah, but I figured you were going to probably bet a little something, and so it wouldn't help at all. So I went ahead and I bet 16, because I figured what your question was going to be. I figured it was going to be exactly what you asked. I was just one off. If I went with my gut, I would have gotten it right.
You didn't go with your gut?
No. I really talked myself out of it. So.
Wow.
All right. Well, you know what? There's always next week.
There is always next week. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I've been giving you guys a lot of information lately about how to find us and et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to try and narrow things down for you a little bit here before we wrap up. I just want to focus on one theme, right? If you're listening, then you already know where to find us, so I don't have to tell you all of that. If you enjoy the show, we want you to share it. That's basically our only message right now. We figure that the more people have the chance to hear it, then they can make their own decisions as to if they like it, if they want to do a review, if they want to do anything else. Awesome. We just want to get it in as many hands as possible. If you're on the webpage, which is www.trivialwarfare.com, you can find our show notes. I do show notes for every episode that give all of the questions and answers and a little bit of detail about the recording process and anything that I thought while we were recording. You can like those posts. You can share them on Facebook. So I just want you to help us get the word out, okay?
And I also noticed that you've been really active on Twitter lately, talking with some people, trying to make some comments, too. That's been really good so far.
Actually, Chris, you know, speaking of Twitter, I want to give a shout-out to the public relations class out at Algonquin College in Canada. They're doing a public relations campaign as part of their class, and they are trying to raise money for the John Howard Society of Canada. So they're having a trivia night coming up on April 8th. That is this coming Wednesday, and it's at the Lieutenant's Pump in Ottawa, Canada. So if you're one of our Canadian listeners, we urge you to go check it out. And you can check out their website at www.letsunlockchange.com. All right, Chris, take us out of here.
All right. Well, we first off, want to say thank you so very much for listening. Hope you guys had a good time. Also, if you do want to email us, please feel free to email trivialwarfare@gmail.com. That's all one word, trivialwarfare@gmail.com. But until next week, that's Jonathan. I'm Chris. This is Trivial Warfare, where it's not just trivia, it's war. Take care, everybody. Have a great one.
Have a great week, guys. Bye.
Deuce.
Deuce.
Okay, Jonathan, your very first, very, very...
Your very first question is...
This part, Uncle Chip is listening to this podcast going, come on, answer it! I know this answer! Answer it!
Oh, this taking guy. Taking responsibility for your lack of ability.
All right, ba-dum-bum. Alec Baldwin does a great caricature of him in 30 Rock.
Wow, your brain really does go off in the distance when it's looking for stuff, doesn't it?
Yep, pretty much.
I broke my brother's femur one time.
Poor Bob.
Yeah, poor Bob.
You really jacked that poor kid up.
Yeah, he was going into his first year of college, too. He had to walk on campus as a freshman with a cast and a cane.
You set the ways down in Africa. What state, Jonathan,
has... Confusion.
Are you done yet?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been to the Christmas store.
Mm.
That's a neat little place. A lot of stuff. Knickknacks.
Paddywax and give the dog a bone.
I don't have paperback Bibles.
Or you just don't want to look at them.
Paperback writer. If they listen to this one, then that was their try, huh?
Quite possibly, yes.
I hope it was a good show.